Hey yo, it's odd, and it's been a while. Nowadays, it's always been a while. Am I back? I don't know. I've been busy. I've been putting out new works. I have a new spoken word piece called She Says. I have a new spoken word piece called One Day. They are available on every major streaming platform. So you can stream it, you can buy it, you can stream it. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Streaming. You don't hear what people around me say about streaming, man. Yeah, but let's talk about streaming, yeah? Yeah, so I see streaming as you renting a song. Okay, let me just put it in a way you'd understand it better. So instead of buying every song an artist has or every song from your favorite artists, you pay a certain amount of money and you have access to these songs for a period of time. Yeah, and then the artists get a share of the money you pay. Which is, it may not be as much as they would get if you buy the song, but it's something. They get something for, should I say, your contribution to the rent? Yeah, so you send in money, listen to the songs you want to listen to, and your artists get a share of that money. Yeah, so streaming benefits the artists. Streaming is like, maybe I'm not using the right word, but I think rent should do it. Streaming is like renting the song. So you can have access to songs for a period of time. Or let's just say it's like renting songs. Yeah, so you have access to songs for a period of time and you can enjoy it. Yeah, so streaming. Streaming is one of the right ways to get music. You can either buy or you can stream. Is there another way? I don't know. But I know of buying and streaming. Yeah, so if you can't buy, just stream. I think streaming is cheaper. And I've never bought music before. I've only streamed. So from my experience with streaming, I think it's sweet. Streaming is an interesting thing to do, especially if you're using an interesting streaming service like Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, Tidal, YouTube Music. I've used these 5 services and I think I can say much about them. Streaming is interesting, yeah? And it will save you the stress of downloading music illegally. Yeah, so I don't know how many of these websites where you can get music from illegally will allow you go through without ads. You know how annoying those ads are, right? Yeah, so streaming will just save you from that stress. If you're not premium, you'll see ads all in your face. Ads. Yeah, so there's this interesting thing I hear people around me saying about streaming music. They say it's a waste of data that you'd get to pay money to the services and then you still get to spend your data streaming music. But I really don't see much difference between streaming and downloading illegally. Yeah, so I see it as, because all streaming services I know of allow you to download songs too. Yeah, so they are there with you. So, okay, maybe you may not have the advantage of transferring the songs to a new device when you have one. Yeah, you may not have that advantage, but then you can download your songs on your device and listen to them without data. So you can just have your songs with you, pay the money, have your songs with you and listen to them without data. Even if your data is on, you listen to the downloaded song, so it won't take more data from you. So I think this argument kind of kills the argument of spending too much data when you're streaming. You can just download the songs and listen to them anytime you want to.
Besides, if you can use your data to download these songs on pirated sites, you could use it wisely and download it on a certified streaming platform. What's the difference?
That's wisdom from baby herself. That's wisdom from baby herself. Baby is vexing. It's not only me that is vexing. Sometimes it's even allow you download without them going premium on them. I think Boomplay does that. I think AudioMac does it too. Which I think is fucked up. Why should you be enjoying so much privileges on a free account? I don't like it. They should stop it. I don't like it. They should take off downloads. They should take out downloads from non-premium accounts. Yeah. So about data, this is how I see data. When people say, how will I pay for streaming and still pay for data? Or this other thing where they say, there's this thing people say, they're like, they think that when they spend data downloading music, the data is in a way converted to money, and then the artist gets to get a share of it. They say stuff like, how will, what's that thing they sealed? I'm trying to get a good, a sentence from, I've heard someone say, but I can't get it. I'll just try to put it in a way I and you will understand. They say stuff like,
some persons also say these artists are already rich, they don't need their money and all of those things. It's a lie.
Yeah. This one I heard, I think it was on Facebook I saw it, where someone said he used to think that when they download the song, somehow the data is being converted to money, and somehow the artist gets to get it. And I'm like, whoa. Data doesn't convert to money in any way. Data is just data. I see data like transport, yeah? So data is what you use to get things. So let's say you order a product from Amazon, from Jumia, from Konga. I don't even know if... Does Amazon collect them? What is that? What do they call it? Delivery charges. I don't know if Amazon does it. Let's just use Konga and Jumia. Your delivery charges is like data. Yeah, so data is what you use to get what you got for. So in this case, music is what you are paying for when you're streaming, right? So data is what you use to get the music. It's like, data is for you to use to get things on the internet. It's like, I think it's like the internet transport. So if you want a picture from, if I want to get a picture across from me to you, I use data to send it across and then use data to get it. So I think data is more like, data is not going to anybody. Data is just for you, just for your use. Yeah, it's just for you to get things. If you buy an online course, if you buy a book online, you use data to download it, right? Mm-hmm. But you've paid for the book. If you... Data is just like transport, yeah. So the fact that a service is free does not mean it won't consume your data. It will consume your data. And it doesn't change into money for anybody, not for the services, not for the artist, not for anybody. Yeah, so data is just that. And then, go and stream. Yeah, I know a number of people listening to this are already streaming, and thank you for that. I know a number of people listening to this are not streaming, and no thanks. Go and stream. Either buy or stream. And you know now, all my works, from my hip-hop songs to my spoken word poems to a couple of my instrumentals, are available on all major streaming services. Remember to stream them too. As you stream my works. And the good Lord that sits high above in heaven will bless you and your family. Okay, guys, so we'll talk more about streaming in other episodes. I think I'll just call this the part one of demystifying streaming. Oh, God, sit topic. Okay, yeah, so that's it for today. Thank you for listening. I love you. And baby right here, she loves you too. But hear her say it herself.
I love you too. Hello, I'm Endurance.
And I'm Felix. This is Odd Felix and the Pool of Artists.
I hope you enjoyed yourself and learned something new. Bye.